This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about religious tolerance in India. India's 1.2 billion people just finished celebrating Diwali, the Festival of Lights, a nationwide New Year's holiday. India's 140 million Muslims have just ended Ramadan with the celebration of Eid, most noticeable because Muslim males sport new white outfits. When I was in India at festival time in 1999, the Southern Baptist Convention chose to release a brochure urging its members to pray that Hindus realize the darkness of their souls. The reaction from Indian Christian leaders was not very positive. Nimrod Christian, head of India's Methodist, declared that the pamphlet's language is objectionable and unfair. One cannot preach by annoying others. Valsin Tampu, chairman of the Christian Theological Institute, said, "I particularly object to the insensitive language of the pamphlet." Southern Baptist leaders were witlessly unaware that Indians of all faiths celebrate Diwali, yet another sign of the cultural unity of Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Jains speaking 14 different major languages. Christians have lived in India at least since the 3rd century, with some claiming that their ancestors were converted by a wandering St. Thomas in A.D. 54. India's Jews came even earlier, but probably not as early as the traditional date of 587 B.C. Hindus welcomed Jews and Christians with open arms, gave them trading rights, land to settle on, and recognized their kings. The first major religiously motivated violence came with the Muslim invasions in the 11th century. When the Portuguese came to India 400 years later, they brought the Inquisition with them. Indian Christian priests were forced to perform the Roman liturgy and were commanded to divorce their wives. Those who resisted were put to the sword. Hindus and Jews fared much worse. Their prosperous cities were burned and thousands were killed. Most Hindus and Indian Christians have put all this dark history far behind them. But some Hindu fundamentalists have used the Baptist pamphlet as yet another reason to stir up anti-Christian sentiment. The Hindu Nationalist Party, which now has been soundly defeated at the federal level, has succeeded in passing laws in 7 states that make it a crime to convert from your birth religion. In terms of numbers converted, however, the Christian mission in Asia has been a great failure. Only Korea and the Philippines have substantial Christian populations. My own experience in India, however, has led me to believe that the Christian mission has been a great blessing there. Millions of Hindu children get first-class educations in Catholic schools. Hindu parents trust these Christian teachers because they never talk about dark souls. Many Hindus are also healed and cared for in Christian hospitals and orphanages. The very idea of conversion is alien to most Hindus. Followers of Shiva and Vishnu do not convert to their denominations. Their families have been Shaivites and Vaishnavas for centuries and would not think of changing such a time-honored and meaningful tradition. Family, caste, and religion are inextricably linked in Hindu India. It's not conversion, it is convergence, not conversion, that we should learn from the Asians. Hindus, Jains, Sikhs, Buddhists, Confucians, and Taoists have never had religious wars because all of them believe that their faiths meet in the same divine unity and that all souls have sparks of the divine light in them, not Baptist darkness. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.